Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Holy Thursday, and from Ireland, we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university. And with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Love Can Be Messy or Even Deadly.
From the Gospel according to John. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were his in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, and he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist, then poured some water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, At the moment you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand. Never, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus replied, If I do not wash you, then you can have nothing in common with me. Then, Lord, said Simon Peter, not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus said, No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you are. He knew who was going to betray him. That was why he said, though not all of you are. When he had washed their feet and put on his clothes, he went back to the table. Do you understand what I have done to you? You called me Master and Lord, and rightly, for I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example, so that you may copy what I've done to you. The Gospel of the Lord. To live out the meaning of so much of our mysteries, including the Eucharist, each of us must give ourselves to the service of others. The rite of feet washing may seem more strange, unusual, and even pointless nowadays. In my experience, those who have been chosen in advance for the feet washing will have made sure to wash them thoroughly before they come to the liturgy. Not only was it not pointless in Jesus' time, it was a natural and highly meaningful and eloquent way of showing how genuine and generous your hospitality was as visitors arrived to join you and your family for the formal supper that commemorated the exodus of the chosen people. To this day, Jews commemorate that massive people-forming event each year. And it's not by coincidence that disciples of Jesus of Nazareth remember his word as well as his actions during the ritual commemoration. He shared with his disciples of the Passover in more ways than one then. For Jesus and his disciples, this was the Last Supper, his arrest taking place not long after it. The chosen people ate this Passover meal in haste. The Lord God would shortly pass over their places of residence, and locations that had some of the blood on their doors were spared any disaster. They were saved. They were marked, as it were, by the Lord. We heard Paul, and those who were going to liturgy on this Thursday will hear Paul's text, telling of the Lord's momentous words over the loaf of bread and over the chalice of wine. Each time we do this, we are proclaiming his death, and this involves recognizing and proclaiming the value of his death. Here too was haste and hurry. Shortly after the Last Supper, Jesus will be arrested and his mock trial take place. Soon, Judas betrayed the Jesus who had chosen him to be among the elect. And in no time, Peter would deny three times that he ever knew Jesus. The sacrifice we commemorate on Good Friday is not that of a sheep or goat, but of the Lamb of God, a man who was God's Son and whose sacrifice undoes the damage of our sins and calls us to a new and risen life. For the Lord who is behind these momentous moments is love, and love that overcomes our worst is love beyond compare. At the Mountain of God, as it's called in ancient times, the whole scene was so terrible that Moses said, "I'm afraid." But on the hill of Calvary, Jesus handed his spirit over to the Father as his earthly life came to an end. That same Jesus, who had in the previous few years consoled and strengthened so many by inviting them, "Be not afraid." As a community of believers, and as individual disciples too, we are constantly in need of divine guidance and care. Yes, we are nourished by the Lord, fed with his teaching as often as we join in liturgical worship. Yes, we have received the Spirit that guides and inspires us as we seek the best way forward for our own lives and also for those we care for and love. But our need for divine guidance is constant, and it's still a daily test of our discipleship that we recognize this need and trust the Lord's unwavering and untiring generosity in our favor. The blessing cup that we bless is a communion with the blood of Christ.